Patriots Today. I'm Bob Sozzi here in downtown Indianapolis on day two of the 2017 NFL Combine. And although much of the focus of the football world is on the 300-plus prospects who will parade in downtown Indianapolis over the course of the next week to work out for NFL teams, there are issues to discuss certainly for the Patriots with regards to free agency and potential trades. We did just that today with two of ESPN's NFL insiders, former Tampa Bay general manager Mark Domenech and Adam Schefter. According to the latest reports, Adam, news that you broke yesterday, Bill apparently not taking any phone calls, or at least if he's taking phone calls, he's not intent at the moment on trading Jimmy Garoppolo, as has been rumored, of course, throughout the year. Why the shift in that thinking? You know, after initial reports,
well,
different people have reported that the Patriots, if they got an offer, perhaps they couldn't refuse, that they might deal with Jimmy Garoppolo.
I don't know who reported what when. I know that at one point when I was on a Boston radio station, they asked me what the price would be, and I said, here's what I think it would be if they did anything, but I never said that the Patriots were doing this or listening to offers. I mean, we're in the middle of the season. We were just basically hypothesizing about what it might be for Jimmy Garoppolo. I personally don't think there was ever a shift in their thinking. I don't think they were ever interested in shopping him. I think it's a case where they were holding on to him all along.
Yeah, I've been saying for months that I didn't think that Jimmy Garoppolo was tradable in terms of being able to get him away, because I see him as such a commodity for that organization. Again, what's the worst thing that happens, that he has to leave after 2018? That's okay. You can live with that, but the one thing you couldn't live with is if something happened catastrophic or they made a big change at the quarterback and you let him out the door for a draft pick. The Patriots just won the Super Bowl without the number whatever pick in the draft. So I'd rather have Jimmy Garoppolo on this football team to make sure that if anything happens or I make a big decision in 18, I've got the most important position covered. So I'm not surprised at all that this isn't happening.
And let me add one more thing onto that. They have Jimmy Garoppolo under contract this year at $1 million.
Yeah.
They could franchise him next year. Let's just say the franchise number for that is
18, 20. Let's say it's 20.
Okay, let's say it's $20 million. So they get Jimmy Garoppolo for the next 2 years at $21 million, which is good backup quarterback money. But now you get Tom Brady until he's 43 years old. Is Tom Brady going to be playing until he's 43 years old? So you make that investment in Jimmy Garoppolo when you like him as much as they do. And so, again, I don't think there's any shift. I think there were a lot of people speculating on whether they would trade him. But I don't think they ever were going to trade him because they believe in collecting good young quarterbacks, not discarding them.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.